We are just about set for first pitch. And for that, I turn over to my broadcast partner, Andrew Murphy.
All righty, Brendan Riley, thank you very much. Good evening, everybody, and welcome into Truist Stadium for game four of a six-game set between the Dash and the Rome Braves. Yosimar Cousin on the mound, finishing his warm-up pitches. Dash in the field looked like this. Lanzilli in left, Burke in center, Weaver in right, Kath at third, Baldwin at short, Camaletti at second, Willits at first, Turner behind the plate catching balls and strikes. Here's Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. on the right side, and the first pitch from Cousin coming home. It's a fastball right down the middle at 7 o'clock on the dot. We are underway from Winston-Salem. Yosimar Cousin is 1-1 this season, a 7.91 ERA. This is his 10th start. A one pitch is another fastball down the middle at 95 this time. No balls and two strikes. 76 degrees and mostly cloudy at the time of our ball game. 0-2 pitch. Caught on and missed. Struck him out with a breaking ball down and away. One gone in the first as Cousin sits Kilpatrick down in three pitches. Used a fastball twice and a slider once to nab Kilpatrick. He's got a fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup in his arsenal, and he now faces a right-handed DH, Ignacio Alvarez. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball popped high in the air, deep to left. Lanzilli on the run in front of the track, reaches up, makes a catch near the corner, two away. Very quick, two outs in the top of the first. Dash playing as the Salsa tonight. Orange jerseys with yellow pinstripes on the fronts and back. On the fronts and backs, baby blue sleeves with a baby blue Salsa across the front and a same colored number on the back. Salsa caps, baby blue cap with the Salsa logo on the front and an orange bill. Here's the left-hander, Geraldo Quintero, first pitch. Swings, fouls it back, nothing and one. White pants for Winston-Salem. Rome has changed up their uniforms tonight. They're in the navy blues with Rome across the chest, red numbers on the back. Here's the 0-1 to Quintero. Curveball in there, down low, strike two. Gray pants with red stripes on the sides for the Braves. Cousin looks in, winds, and fires his 0-2 pitch. Swung on, dribbled up the middle off of the pitcher Cousin's glove, picks it up, and he jogs to first with a throw to nab Quintero. He puts away the Braves in order. No score heading into the bottom of the first on Bally Live in the Dash Broadcast Network.
Hey, what are we doing after the game? How about some beers?
I want a cocktail.
Hey, I'm driving. I was thinking coffee.
Too bad we can't find all those in one place.
Yeah.
Guys, haven't you been downtown lately? There is a place you can find great coffee and great craft beer and cocktails. Footnote Cafe is right next to Foothills Pub on 4th Street. They roast their own coffee, have killer cocktail and wine lists, and feature...
Wait, don't tell me. Plenty of delicious Foothills beer.
You got it. All that in a really cool space. Let's go check it out.
Let's go!
Footnote Coffee and Cocktails, open Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Dash to the Hanes Brands Outlet Store for an unbeatable selection of famous brands for the entire family. You'll find Hanes t-shirts, underwear and sweats, Champion sports bras and apparel, Valley and Playtex bras and much more. All at great savings up to 50%. Winston-Salem is home for the Dash and Hanes, so be sure to visit the Hanes Brands flagship store and save big on some of America's favorite brands. Located in the lower level of Thruway Shopping Center at Stratford Road and Knollwood Street in Winston-Salem.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
No score heading into the bottom of the first. Mario Camaletti leads it off for Winston-Salem, followed by Jacob Burke and Brooks Baldwin. Right-hander Owen Murphy gets his second high A start tonight, coming off a loss versus Greensboro last week. He works from the windup, kicks back, kicks up, and delivers. Left-hander Camaletti takes a strike down and away. Six innings on the 25th of August for Murphy. Eight hits, three runs, all of earned, one walk, four strikeouts. Infield swung to the right for Mario Camaletti. Here's the 0-1. Up high, one ball, one strike. Camaletti 1-for-6 this series with a walk. Didn't play last night. He broke camp with Single-A Kannapolis, spent the bulk of 2023 there, and was activated to the Dash roster on the 22nd. He swings, pops one foul over the screen down the third baseline, and it's actually off the screen, pops back into the field of play, just behind the third baseline. A bat boy scurries out to retrieve. One ball, two strikes on Camaletti, the left-hander. They're giving him the left side of the infield with a rightward shift. Murphy's 1-2 pitch. Up high, good take by Camaletti, 2-2. Camaletti has really solid plate discipline, and it showed in his two-season-long career with Central Michigan University, 115 walks. That's ranked sixth all-time in program history. Here's a swing and a dribbler foul, third base side, two balls and two strikes. No score, nobody on, just underway in the bottom of the first. Field almost completely covered with shade. Some pockets of sunshine along the warning track in left center and all along the right field warning track into right center field. The 2-2 just high. Good curveball by Murphy. Not enough movement, though. Three balls, two strikes, the count on Mario Camaletti. Murphy looking at his catcher, Paps, straight on from the windup. Looks out from behind his tan and baby blue glove. 3-2 pitch. Up high, good take by Camaletti to draw a full count walk. Leadoff base runner aboard for Winston-Salem in the bottom of the first. Still no score.
Now in 105 games combined between Kannapolis and Winston-Salem, that is Mario Camaletti's 92nd walk this season.
Unbelievable. So Camaletti aboard. Still unstrapping his gear. Hands it to his first base coach, Daniel Milwee. Guillermo Quiroz coaching third for the Dash tonight. Infield set up for the double play. Here's Jacob Burke. And the first pitch is a fastball on the outside edge. Nothing in one. Jacob Burke 1-for-2 last night with a run. A run batted in on a sack fly. Also drew a walk. Batting 277 now in his 47th game with Winston-Salem. The 0-1 is down low and inside. Dribbles to the left of Pabst. He follows it along the line. Picks it up and holds Camaletti at first. One ball, one strike on Jacob Burke. Burke, a right-hander, working in toward home plate. Offset stance, slight bend at the knees. Murphy from the stretch. Swing and a fly ball, fouled off to the right. 1-2.
It's a fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup from Owen Murphy. Kind of a simple delivery to the plate, and he can repeat it very well.
Now the 1-2 pitch, runner takes off, swing and a foul back. Jacob Burke certainly not one to go down without a fight, and it showed in the first 52 games that he played this season. He had an on-base streak of 52 games from May 11th through July 21st, second longest on-base streak in minor league baseball this year. 1-2 pitch, late swing and a foul back, just got a piece of it.
And during that stretch, Burke saw Murphy. He made a couple appearances against the Cannonballers down in low A, and Burke got the better of him with a solo homer, or rather with a homer for Burke, also walked against the right-hander.
Yeah, Murphy has faced four current Dash players, including Burke, Baldwin, Camaletti, Weaver, and Willits. Here's a check throw on Camaletti. Slides in, no tag. Slight leftward shift on the third base side of the infield. Playing toward third, second baseman Quintero ready to cover on a ground ball. Here's the 1-2. Swing, line drive, fair down the third baseline into the left field corner. Camaletti around second, heads for third. They're going to wave him home as Morton plays it in the corner. The throw not nearly in time. A run scores, and Jacob Burke at second throws wide of the target at third, giving Burke third base. Dash up 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. So they give Jacob Burke the double, on which Camaletti scores. Burke advances to third on the throwing error by Morton in left field. Likely, we'll see what the official scorer has to say. And it is a throwing error. So a 1-0 Dash lead. Runner at third. Still nobody out in the bottom of the first inning.
That was a tough pitch for Burke to hit, too. A breaking ball down and in by his knees, and somehow he's able to go down, get the barrel there, and hook it down the left field line. And it looks like Morton had some trouble over in the corner. Not sure if he dropped it at first, but a little slow getting over to the corner to pick that up, and it allowed for Camaletti to come around to score. Then Jacob Burke, you know, with his speed, puts pressure on you.
So Burke 90 feet from home, and Brooks Baldwin batting well with runners in scoring position in his short time with Winston-Salem. A 450 batting average with runners in scoring position. Here's a pitch. Owen Murphy deals him a fastball down the middle, taken for a strike. Brooks Baldwin 1-for-3 last night with a home run, his third on the year. Two runs, run batted in, a walk, and a strikeout. 3-for-10 this week in total. 0-1 delivery. Inside, he backs away at from one at his knees. 1-1 the count. Baldwin having a good last five, batting 300. His last 10's even better, 333. Got a 324 average this season. 1-1. Curve ball swung on, popped up, high in the air, deep down the right field line, near the corner. Paulini leaps, makes a catch in the corner, and Jacob Burke jogs home on the sacrifice fly. It's 2-0 Winston-Salem in the first with one gone.
It's just doing your job there for Brooks Baldwin. He just missed that one. He was just a tad out in front of it, but still able to hit it a long way and do the job and bring home Burke.
So base is empty, one out, 2-0 Winston-Salem. Cleanup man Michael Turner steps in on the left side. Infield shifts to the right. And the first pitch, Turner takes down the middle, a strike. Right side of the infield playing pretty deep near the lip of the outfield grass. First baseman Janice hugging the line. Shortstop Ogun's playing about as behind second base as a shortstop can. 0-1 is fouled off to the left. Quickly nothing and two on Michael Turner. Turner steps out with two strikes. Didn't play last night, but he's 3-for-6 on the series with a double, and he's also been hit by a pitch. Batting a 299 average this year, has him at second place in the South Atlantic League. 0-2. Up high near his hands, one ball, two strikes. He's also first in on-base percentage at .424. Third in OPS at .861. Tied for third in doubles with 25. Tied for third in walks with 61. 1-2 pitch is hit high in the air down the left field line. Trailing foul. Third baseman McCabe is over. Reaches in front of his chest. Basket catch attempt as it drops onto the dirt of the bullpen just in front of his fellow teammates. Still one ball, two strikes on Michael Turner. McCabe really darting after that one.
There's a steady diet of fastballs here to Turner, and he's late on it, and it's not overpowering, but a high spin rate. Spin rate that we've seen north of 2,700. The MLB average around 2,200, 2,300.
The 1-2 pitch. Turner fouls one off down the left field line, and this one's probably headed. No, it pops off the rooftop and into the first few rows of seats behind the dugout. Turner bats in toward the plate. Murphy in the windup, kicks and delivers. 1-2 pitch inside and low, 2-2. 2-0 Winston-Salem, one out. Nobody on the base paths. We're in the bottom of the first. Turner waits. Murphy kicks and deals. Curveball swung on and missed near the top of the zone. Turner bats the breeze for out number two. Nice looking curveball there from Murphy. We've seen him use that pretty sparingly so far. 12-6 motion, but not as deep. Not as deep of a break as you see with most 12-6s. Here's Bryce Willits on the left side, the pitch. Fastball near his hands, pulls him away to dodge. One ball, no strikes. 2-0 Dash. Infield still shifted to the right for the left-hander Willits. Multi-hit, multi-RBI night last night for Bryce, the 1-0. Excuse me, swing, pokes one foul down the left field line, 1-1. 2-for-4 last night with two runs batted in and a strikeout. He's now got 7 multi-hit games and 3 multi-RBI games. 3-for-11 this week. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Murphy. Swing and a foul back, 1-2. Yeah. Willits opens his stance. Knees bent, middle of the box, playing toward the back. Here is Murphy's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a grounder, chop foul off the bottom of the first base dugout fence and barehanded by first base coach Daniel Milwee. Another 1-2 from Murphy. He delivers. That's outside, 2-2. Willits holds his black bat in front of his left shoulder, now leans it back over the shoulder. Murphy winds and deals. 2-2 is inside. Good take by Willits near his knees, and the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now the payoff. Swung on, fouled off the top of the screen down third. Willits really putting up a fight here. You already got somebody warming in the left field bullpen for Rome.
Looks to be Miguel Pena, the right-hander.
Another 3-2. Owen Murphy kicks back, kicks up, and delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball down and away, and the inning is over. The dash push two across. One on a double by Burke, another on a sack fly by Baldwin. A 2-0 Winston-Salem lead heading into the second on Valley Live and the Dash Broadcast Network.